U.S. Senator Ron Johnson met with Wisconsin business executives yesterday to discuss the impact of tariffs. President Trump imposed tariffs earlier this year because he said that the United States was not getting a fair shake with trading partners. In return, some countries have retaliated. In a roundtable discussion in Milwaukee, dozens of representatives of manufacturing and agricultural operations told Senator Johnson that the tariffs have been a blow to their operations. WUWM's Taryn Powell reports.
Senator Ron Johnson is a Republican like President Trump. Johnson says he agrees with Trump that the U.S. needs to level the playing field in trade, but Johnson says there's a better way to go about doing it than through the tariffs Trump has put into place. The senator outlined his point of view to kick off the roundtable discussion Monday.
The purpose of this roundtable is to describe the plight, the situation of each one of your businesses with the current, and I'll call it what it is, a trade war. We're in the beginning parts of a trade war. Like any war, I'm concerned it could spin out of control.
Executives from agriculture, manufacturing, and healthcare were seated around Johnson, sharing microphones as they took turns voicing concerns. One of those who spoke was Brad Kramer. He's a farmer who was there representing Hillcrest Family Farms. Kramer says he's not sure how long the agricultural industry can withstand the retaliatory tariffs.
Just in the last 30 days in the soybean market, we've lost over almost $2.50 a bushel. Translation to my farm, I lost $60,000 of my own money in 30 days. To Wisconsin growers, that's $250 million we just lost in 30 days. To the national economy, to the national growers, it's over $7 billion.
Another participant addressed the challenges for U.S. manufacturers that have to produce goods with higher-priced imported aluminum and steel. Jeffrey Clark is the CEO of Waukesha Metal Products. He says the company has had a 45% increase on aluminum raw materials.
One of the ramifications that we're experiencing is that we're having customers pressuring us to move the products, our production products, to Mexico. That's been some of the things that our biggest challenge right now is to move it out of the U.S. and into Mexico for trying to work around tariffs and get access to other markets that we don't have as good a market access.
Other speakers at the roundtable focused on how the cheese industry is suffering from the Trump tariffs. Jeff Schwager, president of Sartori Cheese, noted that Mexico is Wisconsin's biggest cheese importer, but now Mexico has put a 25% tariff on U.S. cheese. Schwager told a concerned Senator Johnson that as a result, European cheese manufacturers have a leg up in Mexico because they're not hit with the retaliatory tariff.
We've agreed at this point with our partners in Mexico to absorb those tariffs and not have it hit the consumer. We're going to look at that.
That's not a very good long-term solution, right?
It's not a long-term solution, but it's years to get back into recipes or on shelves.
Johnson asked the businessmen and women to raise their hands if they saw any advantages to the tariffs. No one did. Johnson says he plans to package the information from the event and present it to President Trump and his administration. The senator says he hopes they'll take the time to read it and recognize the reality of what's happening. Taryn Powell, 89.7 WUWM.